Hey, what's up, everybody? Producer Justin here with Soy Boy Hostetler. Welcome to Story Time.
Soybean Hop Skipper coming at you live right now.
From Squim, Washington.
Unknown location.
Unknown location.
However, secret location. The J Dog over here.
Light up his J
like a boss.
So today we're going to do something a little bit different, or I should say this week's podcast is going to be a little bit different. Dirty Old Tino.
Dirty Old Tino.
And so Mr. Dirty. Clock. Have personal things they're attending to today. We went to Seattle a couple weeks ago on a Sunday as a team building experience for the High 502 guys and also for the farm we work at. And that really made it to where we couldn't make a podcast. So
life's hard, man.
It's just unpredictable. You
everyone's
know, things
busy.
Happen.
We got better things to do other than film this podcast. And I'm not going to say we. Because I'm not part of this podcast.
I wouldn't say better things, but we definitely all have personal shit going on.
I do. I'm just going to say I'm a new guy here, so thank you, everyone. And give yourself a round of applause for letting me be on the podcast today.
Oh, sure.
Actually, so...
Hey, thanks, Tino, and thanks, Ryan, for, giving Sawyer the opportunity, even though
Please.
He's been on the podcast a few. Well, this is like number three now.
Yeah. Always as a background character, But please know that my views and expressions that are given out to the world on this podcast do not represent the whole of the High 502 guys. I'm gonna say some really stupid shit. Personal and close friends will know that very well. I just tend to speak off tandem and off the cusp, so hey, thanks for having me, Justin. Really appreciate it, man.
Well, thank you for coming over.
Well, what are we smoking on, though?
I was gonna say thanks for sharing this joint with me. Right now, we are smoking God's Gift. What from
Famous
Buddy
strain.
Boy Farms. Now we have had Buddy Boy on the podcast before, and Buddy Boy grows some pretty fire weed for really good price, man. We're talking like $20 for 4 grams.
Yeah, $20 for 4 grams. I mean, let me bust out my phone calculator here real quick. It's gone. Never mind. Let's
$20 for 4 grams. We're talking $4 a gram.
Yeah, I mean $4 a gram, right? Divide that by three. You're looking at a really cheap wholesale price that the farm is pushing out.
And you know, man, like Buddy Boys,
they're on weed. It tastes really good.
Yeah, I'd say they're around mid shelf, but you know, they actually do grow some really fire weed for being mid shelf. So hats off to you, Buddy Boy. Once again, you are just coming in with the fire, man. And
that's what she said.
Yeah, you guys are doing it right. So another thing on this week's podcast is we are not going to be doing the normal stuff we normally do. We're not going to be doing Tino's Meme of the Week. We're not going to be doing the Glass Blower of the Moment. We're not going to be doing Clock's News. Out of respect.
What are you going to be doing?
This is story time.
We're not doing anything.
We are telling stories.
We're not going to do shit.
We're going to be telling stories about life-changing experiences. Mm-hmm. We're going to be telling stories about possibly some psychedelic stories, cannabis stories.
Any stories
that's affected you in a big way, we're going to be telling on this podcast. So strap up, ladies and gents.
Yeah. With my limited knowledge and my limited wisdom, my young, short life that I've had, I'm going to try to enlighten you as best to the moments that have made Soy Boy, you know? And Justin, you know, he's already a master storyteller. He's going to do the same for you as well. So, just don't judge me too hard. Give me an A, B rating. But if you give me a C, I might jump off a cliff, just so you know. But to start this little segment out...
That's taking it pretty far there, Sawyer.
Oh, hey.
That's jumping the gun a little bit, bud.
We're talking jumping the cliff here, buddy. let's start off with a really basic to this. As per Justin's outline.
Yeah, what do you got for us, bud?
Well, I wanted to segue actually to you. I wanted to say, our main man Justin over here, he's got a new house. Him and his beautiful wife, Decarina. They are expecting
Decarina.
Child. Decarina.
Oh. Yes, we are expecting child.
They're living about in 6 weeks. Beautiful house in a beautiful location. And it just so happens that there is a certain spot to them that means a lot. That both me and Justin have a lot of good memories at.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to just take this ball, toss it around in my hands a couple times.
Okay.
And then throw it over to Justin and see what he wants to say about it. Because this is a really cool spot. They're very blessed. There's a really loving community that brought them here. And what's even cooler about it, guys, is that life before they lived here already had so many memories tied in. So let's just connect those fucking dots real
quick. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. So as far as this house goes, we just moved here, man. Mm-hmm. And it is, we spent, well, what did we do today? Let's go into a little bit of what day to day like is.
I wish you guys
could
see how many fucking beehives and hornet hives I took down.
Wait for the picture on High502's Instagram. It will be on there. Oh,
plug,
shit.
Plug, 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 plug. Yeah, no, for real. We're talking, you guys ever seen the nickel? All right. You ever seen a nickel? Imagine 3,000 times bigger than that. We're talking hornet hives bigger than my face hole. Not really, but
we're talking
you get it. You get it. They're
enough
big.
Enough hornet's nests that you knocked down today for you to start Hostetler's hornet nest business.
Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
You just sell hornet's nests to
wasps. I honestly kind of want to throw them in Ziploc baggies and just sell them and so they could be fire starters, I guess. I mean, because it's great. I mean, we're talking about...
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah. They're great fire starters. I would assume they look like they're great fire starters. And I had some battles with some wasp a day, but I didn't get stung, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I also didn't get stung, and I was mowing the lawn for most of the day.
Yeah.
We got about an acre and a half here.
Yeah.
It takes a while to mow. Man, did I have fun on that mow.
Let me tell you guys, he looked like he was having fun.
Dude, that was just ripping it up, man. It was so good.
His big old beard in the sunshine and his big old white teeth just grinning right behind it every time I'd see him. Yeah, it was a good time, man. We just out here doing fucking yard work all day.
And I'll tell you, I never do yard work without my weed. And you know what? Today, I was smoking on some pineapple distillate from Canna Organics while I was mowing the lawn, man. Mm. And it was getting me there. It was, this stuff is so fire. I love that
it's
shit, man.
That burp might stink, yo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you guys smell his burp at home?
Yeah. I mean, make sure you guys installed the Scratch and Sniff app because, fuck, that one smelled like beer.
What's the first time you smoked Canna Organics, Sawyer?
First time?
What did you smoke for the first time?
It was gelato.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're really known for their gelato.
And then it was
right?
Forbidden fruit. It was first round. It was
Ooh.
Yeah, before
Before you guys were dating, she was smoking the product, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And she's already told me that shit's...
Yeah,
it's a really intense high for beginner smokers, dude.
But
it was the first one I smoked, and then Forbidden Fruit was actually the second thing I smoked, because before I ever smoked Canna, it was through my brother-in-law, not to be named, and he was hooking me up with a lot of shit. Yeah, mystery, bro.
He's hooking you up with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first thing that I smoked from them was gelato as well, because that was the one that everybody suggested everybody smoke at the time.
I loved it, man. I loved it. Back then when I was smoking, I could actually smoke. You know,
so take us through that.
I loved it.
Take us through that that memory there.
Okay, so through that memory, right? So I've got some history, right? I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I moved back to Sklim because of a car accident that kind of threw my life off kilter. And I come back, and I'm going off of the connections that I already had over here. The reasons that I moved back were because of a couple connections that I had. One of them being my big sister had a husband, a fiance, and we would hang out all the time because they pretty much raised me through some points in my life.
Oh, sure.
And so I was hanging out with him, and I just kept talking about how I want to work hard, and I want to get a new job, and all this stuff. And he was like, try this. This is from where I work. what do you think? And I smoked it. What's and that? At that time, I was dabbing at least twice a day. I was, you know, riding my bike everywhere because I didn't have a car. I was had super bum body because I was just recovering from my accident. And I was really trying to find somewhere that I could, like, make a living, right?
Uh-huh, sure.
And so, but I also smoked weed, and I made sure that weed was in the budget. So when he hooked me up with that gelato, it really, it really piqued my interest with this.
Shouts
really
out to Meds One.
Yeah, with the really creamy undertones, the really heavy, doughy exhale that you have.
Oh, yeah.
And then just the all-encompassing sink that it has on you right after you exhale, and it just fucks you up, you know? Ooh. And then it's a nice, long-lasting hum. And I really enjoyed that.
It's a little heavy. It's very heavy
yeah, for the non-experienced smoker. At the time when I first smoked it, it was fucking great because it was like the dankest weed you ever smoked in your life, you know? And it still is.
And then gelato is still some of the dank, and I've smoked a lot of weed there.
And it's just like, too bad it's oversaturated in the market now. Everyone's growing it.
And you know what's crazy is a lot of people are trying to grow the same phenom. You just can't get it.
Yeah.
You know, we're like the only ones that have it.
I have no knowledge as to that fucking avenue, so I couldn't really tell you.
It's like gelato.
I know 33 is really popular, you know, and then 45, I think it is. But we just got that perfect balance of the crystals plus the flavor with that 41. Anyways, long story short.
Trimming it is a pleasure. I'll tell you that.
Long story short. That farm's got some fucking dank ass weed, none to be named. But yeah, that's my intro story to it, and brother to not be named.
The first time I smoked it, I went to Karma Cannabis in Squim, Washington. Boo 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 boo!
Shout out, try out the brothers Gemini.
Shouts out to Adam, bro. You are the shit, man.
Shouts out to Randy, dog.
It's forever on the internet right now, Adam, that you are the shit, dude. no, but see, that guy, I wouldn't talk. Every time I go in there, I talk to him, man. He is one of the most knowledgeable, friendly bud tenders in the whole fucking county, man. I love that guy. Adam is the shit. So, and also, he asked for a link to the podcast, which I thought was also pretty
rad. That's pretty cool. I'm trying to, like, rack my brain exactly for who he is.
He's kind of an older guy, older gent, very knowledgeable.
Okay.
Hippie. He's got bald hair.
Word.
No beard.
Bald hair, man. Yeah. I got bald hair too. Yeah. The hair is not there, and it's bald hair, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. The hair is loose. I went in there, and at the time, God, I don't remember which bud tender was working, but it was a woman, and she was like, you should try these guys, and she gave me the gelato, obviously, because it is the best seller, you know. Yeah. One of them, aside from the Do-Si-Do now, so which back is to a the dope
first
cup
time. When was this? This is the first time you talked, like, about when you tried
probably
gelato?
3 years ago almost.
Okay.
You know, so it was pretty far back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dank, dude. Like, I don't know how the grower does it, but Meds One, you are really killing it, dude.
At Meds One.
And, you know, I asked him once, I was like, how do you get that thumb so green? You know, it was like, when you've been doing the same fucking job for 16 years, you better be good at it. I'm like, I heard that, man. That's the shit. I got a beer right here. Hey, cheers, bud. Yeah. Hey. Really, thank you for coming over and helping me do this right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally, dude.
Because without you, it just would have been me. And let's face it.
Yeah,
that's a little boring.
I wasn't about to push the sticks out and back out, you know, and not just let you do this by yourself. So
I mean, this is story time.
Story
time. Okay. So
yeah, we'll continue with your story, though.
Oh, it's my. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I forgot I wasn't there. So I ate some. I ate the other product that's on the docket this evening. We are talking the Indica RSO from Altus, and as you can tell, it's working pretty good in my brain.
Well, I mean, all I gotta say is I've been in the sun all day. I've had a couple beers, and I had a tiny little sliver of that Altus RSO, man. And
it tastes so good, dude.
It's very floral. It's a really clear. And you know what, Justin? Before he even showed me this to, like, have any,
he
threw a fucking light up to it, and then he said, look how clear that is. And this is the clearest RSO I've seen.
Yeah, because RSO's normally, like, usually when I buy it, it's more on the black side.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't... RSO just comes out like that. But this shit is like a really nice amber color. You can see through it.
The light that shines through is like a golden honey amber, you know?
It tastes so herby.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm the most experienced with the intake part. I used to be. But I'm feeling fucking great, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling fucking great. And it's a really a lot more pleasant. It doesn't make it like to where you get black all over your teeth.
Yeah.
A lot more amber. But anyways, we keep getting off track. So anyways, Your story.
So I go in there, ask the gal, you know, like, because I always like to ask them, what do you recommend? You know, I don't always do, but it's nice. Everyone, I haven't had something in a while that has really wowed me. But tenders are usually decent at getting me something that I would want, you know. So I asked her, and she gave me the gelato. And when I went and smoked the gelato, dude, it was, I'm not even exaggerating, it was the highest I've been in Washington State.
Really?
Non-edibles and shit, just smoking.
To this day?
To this day, still.
Yeah, your tolerance was less.
Yeah, oh yeah. But, I mean, obviously working over at the farm, like...
Yeah.
But it was a lot of weed.
It was the highest you have been in Washington State when
I smoked that Gelato 41 for the first time by Canna Organics, man. And
nice.
It
That's
fucked
cool.
me up, dude. Yeah. And yeah, I've obviously been buying ever since. So shouts out to them for the great weed. Also shouts out to Buddy Boy. This God's gift is fucking me up. So... I'm really stoned. We just smoked a joint of that. I'm also about to hit. I got a new piece by the guy that we were shouting out last. You're popping a can, huh? But the guy that we were shouting out on last podcast, Upper Left Glass, he hooked me up with this beautiful piece, man.
Yeah,
and,
really good.
Like I call it Neptune because it's got the eye in the front.
Oh yeah, sick. It is really cool to see the progress, dude.
Oh yeah,
from what he made to what he's making.
It was pretty decently like clear when it started. Now it's this really nice like baby blue color.
Yeah, exactly. A nice blend of blue and green.
And not only that, dude, it changes color so nice. Like if you hold, I held it up to a campfire last weekend, and it was fire red, dude. Just completely fire red.
And the opal and that little thumb spot.
Yep, and it's got an opal marble on the other side, man. It's just beautiful. So, again, for the second week in a row, shouts out to Upper Left Glass, even though we said we weren't going to shout out another glass blower this week. Fuck it.
Fuck it, dude. He deserves it. That's the thing.
You're working your ass off, bud, and you're getting really good.
And it's showing up. And it's showing, man. That's a really fucking beautiful piece. Now listen to him hit it. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that is tasty.
Let's continue story time now, shall we?
So story time, okay. So
we were talking about though this house that you're living in now,
yeah,
and all the memories that are tied into it.
Yep.
So what is the first and foremost story that comes to your mind when you think of this just region?
This region, okay. So I want to say it was probably like a year ago. It was last summer. And the wife and I were living in this really small place. Like, it was a studio, didn't have a bathroom in it, didn't have a kitchen in it.
It's tough.
It basically just had one room. It was like renting a room outside of the house in your own little separate building. So we went inside the house to use the bathroom and shower and cook and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, there's this region... up this trail that has it used to have a cable car, and you know this, you were there with me when we found it, or when we were guided to it. Shouts out to the driver, yeah. Herd.
Fucking dirty old meat cigarettes.
Oh, Matt. There you go. But, he fucking took us out to this cable car, man. And when we were on the way out there, we were going up the road that we live off of now. And my yeah. wife and I were in the back seat, and I looked at her, and I was like, it is beautiful out here. We will live out here one day. And
lo and behold.
Yeah, that manifested.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've become a big believer in the power of manifestation lately. Because it really does happen. Like, if you really want it bad enough, and if you put it out there enough and you're a good person, it comes back to you.
If you sync up your subconscious and your conscious mind, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something that's beyond, like, our comprehension, but yeah. it's something that magically works. And that's why there's, like, a lot of sayings of, oh, ye of little faith. Because if you have faith in something like that, when you actually believe that your life is going to take the turn that you want.
Yeah.
Just like you want. Yeah,
definitely.
Right? And just like, if you're hoping that I'm not going to be sick, no, I'm not going to die from this cancer, or anything else that you can like take it into being. Like, there's actual medical studies of people who have good outlooks and bad outlooks on their mm-hmm. terminal illness and the survival rate. And it's always higher when you have a positive outlook.
Well, let's twist that, okay? And we'll tie it into this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with plants. Marijuana plants pick up on vibrations and energy just
there
like
we go. There we
they
go.
They did a study where they had two plants. And the one plant, they went and they yelled at it.
Yeah.
And were cursing at it. Yeah, and just treating it like crap. And it didn't grow very well. And then they did another plant, and they were just talking really nice to it.
Spoke positive
only
things spoke to it.
Only spoke very positively, and that plant did really well.
Yeah.
You know, so isn't that crazy? It's like, when I'll be out in the garden, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like picking leaves or cutting weed down or doing something like that, when you're directly in contact yeah. with the living plants, I will make sure to tell that the plants around me
nice.
That they're beautiful, that they smell
nice,
very good,
man.
That they look beautiful, that they are doing very well. And I'll compliment them. I'm like, thank you, ladies, for being so beautiful and for doing so well, because you are going to be delicious
yeah,
later.
Yeah, that's so
you know?
Awesome, dude.
So,
and that's why we grow the best weed in the state, baby. And I get Azuga.
Azuga, oh. Zuga.
I heard it back from you folks at home. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this lovely, beautiful podcast. So much insight coming
but
from Justin right now.
That's what it's about, man. It's crazy. It's so, like I've learned so much in the last year that just positive things bring positive things. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you go out of your way to be positive to people, and I'm not, I'll be the first person to tell you I'm not always the best at that.
Try to wrap your minds around this, ladies and gentlemen.
But like, if you are positive with people, if you go out of your way to help people, like, example, I was at Walmart
mm-hmm.
the other day, right? And I went to the beer aisle because I was like, I need some beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and there's
totally.
This old guy, and he's lifting like 7 cases of Budweiser into his cart. And after he got the second one in there, I was like, how many of those do you need, man? I'll help you. And he was like, I need 7. I was like, okay.
7,
so
Jesus.
I put 5 cases in his cart, and he was so appreciative, you know?
Yeah.
And it only took 20 seconds of my time.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just the same thing with the plants, man. We pick up on vibrations.
Yeah.
Plants pick up on vibrations. Everything is on the same vibration, whether it's good or bad.
Just think of this, guys. Here's the beauty of what life is. We are sending vibrations to the microphone, and you guys are picking vibrations up from the microphone.
Oh, sure.
You are hearing this at a different time than we are speaking it. Justin's words mean a lot.
And yours too, bud.
Yeah. Well, and what's even better is that this whole fucking string of things came from his realization of his, like, foresight when he drove down that road to go down and find the cable car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that he's had to look back on and passed on, and he's learned because of the manifestation, because of his experiences and because of what he is like seeing. And look where he's at now. Undisclosed location. Might have been able to figure it out by now.
We're at my house.
Yeah, we're at his house right now.
Yeah.
But it means something. It means a lot. So
yeah,
that's a great story, man. I'm be honest, my first story, the first memory that I have of the actual cable car,
mm-hmm.
of which he's been speaking about, is we dirty old cigarettes, he showed us how to get there. And then we go down there one time, we're drinking a chelada. We had two cheladas each. And me and Justin, we down one of them by the time we get down to the cable car. And we
I know exactly and this where is you're a going very, with this.
If I want to paint a picture for you guys of what this cable car is, imagine a string of steel going across a river. But it's about 40 feet up on each side of the bank because it's really steep, right? And so at the highest point of this, you are 30 feet above a river that is flowing viciously beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
So we jump on that bitch, and it's rickety. It's built in like the 50s, 40s or something like that. And we sling ourselves out there, and we're just sitting there, suspended in the air, in this little cable car.
Yeah.
And all we're sitting on is two little boards each. And we start... What did we do? We shotgunned?
We shotgunned a beer. We had been drinking the whole trail there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to shotgun a Rainier.
Yeah. So we shotgunned a beer over this river, 30 feet in the air, completely just shit-housed. We shotgun these beers, and then we're sitting there, and I see Justin, you know, after you shotgun a beer, you burp and go, burp, like these ungodly burps. But I sit there, and I watch Justin burp, and at the end of it, just red pours out of his mouth and falls 30 feet below to the Dungeness River.
That went beautiful sight. Perfectly between my legs. Even to this day, that's the most clean puke I've ever had.
And it
didn't
get
on my beard or anything.
It was, we shotgun the beer, we burp, and then Justin went,
yep.
Just straight down. That's the memory I have.
That was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Were we on fucking mushrooms that day?
I don't think we didn't know that, because that was the first time.
Okay, so we did the mushrooms after we got comfortable going there.
Yeah, because that time, because when you have to go back, so I can further paint the picture for you guys at home, when you're on that fucking trolley, you actually have to grab the cord.
Yeah, it's all manual.
And you have to yank yourself, you know, because there's two pulleys that are placing the actual weight of the cart down on the fucking wire, and you have to grab that wire and pull yourself. And it's been pretty intense. Another story time moment for you is I was on the other side by myself, drunk as shit, and the cart took off when I wasn't ready, and I had my shoulders like on the cart, but the rest of my body was hanging down below, and a bunch of buddies are on the other side, and they're like, oh. And, Justin was there. And,
I was concerned and also laughing.
Yeah. So I had to splinter cell myself back up onto that fucking cart.
Tom Clancy, shout out.
I yanked myself back across. So it's real shit.
And not only that, but that, I mean, once you start going up, like, because at one point when you're getting back to where you started, mm-hmm. it goes up.
Yeah, so it gets harder.
It is so steep, dude. It's like pulling 100, 200 pounds. Just fucking...
With like 7 inches of fucking arm space.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, we went out there... The second time we went out there, remember we... Did we take acid or did we eat mushrooms?
The time we ate mushrooms... That was after we went out there with Eric.
Okay, so I think that was the first time. Was it the fifth time?
No. Because we went out there with Eric twice.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And the second time was when we got lost with him.
Yeah.
He cast a spell on us, and we got lost in the woods.
Dirty old mud curtain wizard. did you hear, we have a coworker that we were at the river with yesterday. And he has his 4-year-old daughter. He's like, what is Eric? She goes, a wizard. Oh, dude, that was amazing.
Verbatim, that's exactly what she said.
Well, I mean, the greatest part of it is because I started that joke. You know, like, Eric made a game trail, and he went on top of this hill over at work, and he was looking at another worker, and he started waving his arms like, you casting a spell up there? Yeah. What are you doing, big guy?
Yeah.
You know, little dickhead. Eric, if you're listening, I love you.
Well, lo and behold, Justin cracked the code, and Eric cast a spell on us back in the cable car one time.
But I remember he had his rifle with him that day. But, No, I remember one time you and I went out there, and same spot, and it was at the cable car, and it was just you and me.
It was just me and you.
And I think we took some acid. I think we took
shrooms. It was a little bit of shrooms. We took a tiny bit of shrooms.
Are you sure? Because I remember we went out there once, and we had some like 15-year-old acid.
Yeah, well, we did that too, but the time we actually went up to that swamp was on shrooms.
Oh, okay, so we ate some mushrooms, and then, we went across, and like you said, it goes over the river, and then you get to the other side, and there's, you know, you can continue trekking through,
the forest. Onto, like, no roads, and it's on the opposite side of the river, so you're going to a spot of land that is not commonly trekked by humans.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, like me and, I found, and then Justin like tracked back because Justin's just booking it up the fucking side. And I'm not as buff as Justin is. And so I'm dragging behind smoking cigarettes, and I found a fucking cougar cave. And like I found a little cougar cat, like fucking spot where they could just chill and look, and there was no doubt
because
there
was going like back fur. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, man.
And Justin was way up on the top of this hill, and he came back, and we looked at it, and we're like, "What the fuck?" And then we just kept fucking roaming around the countryside,
and then we found this hiking for hours, dude. Yeah. It was a swamp. We found like a tiny little swamp area, and I was like, "Let's sit here."
Shrooms, you know, the whole time.
And when you're on shrooms, you like, and you're in nature, you're really connecting with everything, and it just makes you want to shut the fuck up like an hour and listen to everything around you, right?
Yeah.
So
the whole time we weren't talking. We were not talking to each other at all.
We got to this like little swampy area, and there was like a tree trunk, but it only went up about 5-6 feet, and then it was completely like cut off, right?
The whole tree?
Mm-hmm. Was it the whole tree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, dude. I must have been high as shit that day. But I remember we did sit under, like, at the base of this trunk.
And we had, like, a pond of, like...
Yeah, puddle. Like, swamp.
Yeah, and I've got a picture on my phone, dude. I've got a picture on my phone. And it is some Lord of the Rings magical fucking fairy-ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not fairy in the gay way, for all you boys laughing at that right now. Well, we're talking, like, some beautiful stuff. I've got a picture on my phone still. We sat at the base of this tree, right? Big-ass tree. Swamp right below us. All these open ass, just the ground is all just moss, and the fucking sunlight's coming through, shining on the ground. And what happened?
Well, I mean, we decided to sit there and meditate for a while and like listen to the forest, right? So we're sitting there, and it's like a good half an hour goes by, and then we start hearing like these coyotes probably 50 yards away, just like, I don't know if they were fighting or if they were just fucking with each other or talking to each other or what, but it was really cool, man.
What we heard was we're sitting there and we're just shroomed out of our minds looking at this magical spot, and then our eyes are closed, we're both sitting there, and we hear yip, 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 yip.
Yeah.
And it's right behind us, dude.
Right.
And then we both instantly go into, I'm not going to lie to you, at all. We instantly went into, oh my god, we're about to die, you know? And we both fucking got up and turned around.
We both had machetes.
Yeah, we both had machetes. We didn't pull them out because we're not fucking cops and we don't shoot on sight. But we like turned around, we got a little fucking like,
alert.
What happened? Yeah. And then we just realized that it's fucking like, we heard like rustling away. And then we go, alright, well, what the fuck's going on back here? So we decided to go fucking adventure. And we run up there, don't see shit, you know? And the whole time we're just like fucking really having a great time.
Anticlimactic on that one, though.
But I will tell you, it was right behind us. Because I'm talking, it was yep, 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 right behind us, dude. And
do that one more time.
Yep, 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 yep.
When you remember what we found when we went looking for the coyotes?
No.
This whole, it wasn't like a, I wouldn't say a valley, because that's way too big, but there was this part where it was like really open, and then there was tons of fucking blackberry bushes, tons of them, like thorns everywhere, and then in the middle of these blackberry bushes, I still have a picture of it, was this pink flower, and it was the only flower, and it was standing way taller. Right? And, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
So when I told, we find this sick valley, and we have actually been there with dirty old mud curtains before.
Not mud curtains.
Yeah. But when you look up in this valley, there's another little, like, tributary that's coming down into the valley where you can kind of see the fucking mountain come down into itself.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of bushes, blackberry bushes, just as Justin was saying. But right in the middle of it, there was one single pink rhododendron. The only reason I know it's a rhododendron and it was pink, the reason for it being pink, was because of my beautiful girlfriend. And she told me that there actually are only white and red rhododendrons that you can buy. But in the wild, those white and red ones blend together and they create pink rhododendrons. So we saw a completely wild rhododendron growing in this random ass spot. And it was so picturesque. Like I was saying, guys, it's like a fairy wonderland, like Lord of the Rings, fucking, I found mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Kind of shit. Yeah, it just reminds me of that, like, you know, seeing that flower there reminds me that one of the most beautiful flowers in the entire world grows in the swamp. It's got ugly shit everywhere, and it's one of the most beautiful flowers in the world.
Yeah.
You know? And, hey man, how true is that?
Heard that, man. Yeah.
So we started talking about psychedelics a little bit. What's a crazy mushroom story you got, Sawyer?
Oh, crazy mushroom story. Well, I won't...
You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, I'll tell you mine, but I won't give you the full details and explanations, but let's just run through it real quick. Buddy has mushrooms. Me, Sawyer, says, hey, let's get some mushrooms. He says, I'm out, but I got the bottom bag of a 2-ounce fucking, like, harvest that we had. And so he was like, it's 5 grams of powder.
Wow. Oh, there's the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We have a landline at this house, ladies and gentlemen, because we do not have internet or service.
Well, that is a perfect segue into Justin's joke of the week.
My joke
Justin,
of the week?
Take it
okay.
away.
My joke of the week. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why, Justin?
To get to the other side, you stupid motherfucker.
Bullseye!
Bullseye!
How did he do it, Cotton?
Oh, Cotton, it must be the hair. It is feathered and flawless.
Flawless!
You just don't see it anymore. Anyways, continue with your story there.
Alright.
So you ate, you got...
Yeah, so, alright, so
you say
I...
an ounce of powder... Or
yeah, five grams.
Oh, 5 grams of powder. Right? Okay.
And it was in a
Jesus.
It was in the
that's like spoonfuls.
We're talking the Ziploc bag.
Excuse me.
All right. And at this time in my life, I was 19, 20 years old.
Uh huh.
And I had taken shrooms countless times beforehand. Right. And I had never before in my life had a bad trip. And
you didn't realize
at this point,
it was all spores.
I didn't understand what a bad trip was, okay? Just, and level with me here and take everything that I'm about to tell you with a grain of salt. I don't want you to completely believe my experience, but I'm just telling you what happened to me.
What happened, right? Yeah, yeah. Well, this is your story, bud.
I buy the shrooms. He goes, don't eat all of them. And I go, I'm not going to eat all of them. And then I sit back, and
I like
fucking prep myself, right?
I like that voice you got for the storytelling.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Like, here you go. Don't eat all these shrooms. And I was like, I'm not going to eat all of these shrooms.
If you guys could see me right now, I'm shaking my head. No.
Smoothies. I'm just going to have a good time. Anyways. I prep myself up. I go to the store. I buy some fucking light food. I bought Juanita's chips. I bought some fucking orange juice. And then I had already weed. So
yeah.
I come back.
I always
I
eat
some
weed mushroom.
I ate some chips. I fucking grab the shrooms. And I try to use my fingers. Get this, guys. I try to use my fingers to pinch the shrooms into my mouth. But it's not an effective, like... resource, because when I'm pinching my fingers, it's falling out from between my fingers. It's like sand. So I decided to go with a spoon. And I eat about, you know, a third of the 5 grams. I eat about a third of that. I drink some orange juice. I'm sitting there. I'm hanging out. I've got my favorite music playing on my Xbox 360. I've got the visuals up on the fucking TV screen.
And right, so you're going for a hard trip.
Well, I was going for it, yeah. And I sat there for about 20 minutes, and my gut had the...
Light coming up.
But then nothing happened.
And that's weird.
And I sat there for a little bit. And then, you know, it's not that nothing happened. Excuse me. Just didn't wait long enough, all right? But my dumbass decided, I don't feel anything. I'm going to eat the rest of these shrooms. So I proceeded to take a spoon and spoon the rest of 5 grams of shroom powder into my mouth.
Spores.
Drank a quart of the fucking orange juice.
And Jesus.
I had a quart, you know. And then I drank that whole thing. And then I went to the sink to fucking continue going, bringing it down. And then I just sat there again.
Oh, so you just kept drinking water and shit?
Yeah, because afterwards my mouth was dry. And then all the powder's gone.
Okay.
All the powder's gone. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, I don't feel nothing, but I feel the wave coming. So I close my eyes, and I lay down on my couch. And then I swear to God, right hand to God, right now, this is what happened. I closed my eyes, and suddenly, out of between no space of time that I can give you, I am outside of my body, and I'm looking at my body.
Wow, dude.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at my body just like this. If I was sitting where you are right now, just, and that's where I ate it, and I laid down, I fucking am outside of my body. And I'm looking at myself on the couch.
So you have like a bird's eye.
I'm over here, and I'm a little higher, and I'm looking at myself on the couch. And myself on the couch has my knees clenched to my chest. And I'm holding my knees to my chest.
Ooh, and you're in it, boy.
And my eyes were wide open. I'm not lying to you. And I'm sitting outside of my body, and I'm looking at myself.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, right here. Just like this. Just like this. And I go, what the fuck? That is me. And I look down, and I don't see anything. There's nothing.
So you're...
I'm outside my body. There. I look down like a fucking 3D video game, like you're playing Halo in 2001, and you don't see any legs. And then I look back up at myself, and then the wall goes... and then falls.
Good effect.
And then the other wall goes and falls. And then the other walls fall away. And then the ceiling goes. And then the floor goes. And then I start falling.
Wow, that's crazy. So you fell.
Yeah, so I fall, dude, and I'm falling through my fucking ground. And when I get, and this is where it gets all fucking, like, trippy and visual and shit, you know? I'm gone, and all that is left is me experiencing the world. And this is where this is the hardest part of this trip to describe to people. But it was like... when you look at a sidewalk, right?
Yeah.
When you look at a sidewalk, that sidewalk was made by somebody. Now, there's sidewalks everywhere in the world, dude. You can go to fucking Europe, any country, any city, any major city, any fucking, not even major city.
They all care about their...
there are sidewalks everywhere in the world, right? All those sidewalks were made by a person. Now, imagine... ask yourself this question. What makes you do what you do, right? Well, think about that for a second and go to sleep on it or whatever. What makes you do what you do? But look at the sidewalks again. When you look at a sidewalk, someone built that sidewalk. Mm-hmm. That means that's what someone did, right? And that means there's hope behind your decision of what you're going to do. what I experienced when I fell through that fucking room was that hope. Let's say in Beijing, there was a dad who has nothing going for him because he's never met his kids. I was just told to wrap it up, guys. I was just told to wrap it up.
And
so
they're going
to
be at least 20 minutes, so yeah. We got time.
Yeah, so. But anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just really getting back into this fucking experience.
Yeah, we got about 15 minutes.
That hope that the person that's building the sidewalk with, that's gone. That's mm-hmm. that's what I experienced. But it wasn't just the sidewalk. It was everything. Any house that you stand in, that someone nails a fucking board in, like things that you don't think about that someone actually did, that's a life that was part of their life force. Mm-hmm. All that was taken and fucked up my ass, and I thought I was fucked up. I woke up from that fucking experience, buddy knocked on the door, I invited him in because I came back from that fucking spot,
mm-hmm.
told him not to call the cops. He left, I fell back asleep, woke up, felt my buddy come in the next room when he was fucking his girlfriend because I was sitting there and I felt golden.
Jesus,
my skin was orange.
Dude.
Yeah, no, and I can go way deeper into that too. And then after that, I woke up, stood up, and then I was like, invite a bunch of people over and we had a dope ass party that night. And that all happened within like 2 hours.
Wow.
And that was my most intense shroom trip.
Wow, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry it took so long. Sorry.
No, that's cool. I told you you told me yours, I'd tell you mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will tell you mine. My most intense shroom trip. So, I was doing some research on Reddit. And Reddit told me about this thing called the Lemon Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lemon Tech is when you know... I don't want to describe it over a podcast because that might be in bad taste, I guess. But basically, mm-hmm. you mix mushrooms and lemons. If you read, if you have an understanding of some kind of language, yeah, Google that shit. So I mixed the mushrooms and the lemon, and I shot it with a shot glass. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize at the time. But when you do that, it makes basically like a 4-hour DMT trip. So, I'm a big fan of getting into myself.
And was this the first time you did shrooms?
No. No. The first time I ever did shrooms, make tea.
Word.
And it really didn't
do a whole
lot.
Which is still a really intense,
it didn't do a whole lot, but it was really cool for me and the wife to do together. And we both saw some cool shit, like... It was at that point when the first time I did shrooms that I realized that trees actually breathe.
Yep.
You know, I never thought about it before until I saw it. And, you know, I was sitting out there smoking a bowl with her and she's like, I don't know what to do. You know, I've just got the board. And I was like, check out that tree. It's doing some cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally looked at that fucking tree for like half an hour, you know, just watching it.
Yeah.
We're just hippies. But, So I shot the lemon juice and the fucking mushrooms, and I sat on my bed to meditate. And I remember feeling like I got up to pee, and I remember feeling like I was like 12 feet tall. I was all up in my fucking soul, or because they say that your soul sits above your body, right? So I sit back down and I start meditating again. And I just remember coming up out of my body. And when I came up out of my body, I flew through a portal, whatever that portal was, an interdimensional portal, a portal to another planet, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I flew through this portal. And when I came out on the other side, the only reason I knew what side to go out on was because there was a light there. And I was like, that's gotta be something, you know. So I flew to it, and when I came out on the other side, I stepped foot into basically this woman's house. And when this woman was, like, she was not upset that I stepped into her home unannounced. I remember exactly what she looked like. She had green skin. She was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. When she talked, it was like listening to the most beautiful orchestra, like Mozart on steroids. You know, just the most beautiful thing you could ever hear. And it sounded like music. But I could hear it, and I could understand it. And when she was talking to me, I was, like, laughing with her. And I was like, what's your name? And she got really shy at that. And, like, she looked down, and she started to giggle a little bit. Like, it was an inside joke that I wasn't a part of. And then I heard some kind of, like, racket, I guess. A door opened, and I look over, and there's this blue man. And he's got a really stringy beard, and his hair is put up in, like, a warrior ponytail. You know what I'm talking about? Like, them samurai ponytails.
Yeah, totally.
And he looked really mad that I was there. Like, he was the mad one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, yeah,
and
totally.
I just remember feeling nothing for his anger. I gave him the big... I just remember smiling, one of the biggest smiles I've ever smiled. And I asked him, what's your name? It's good to see you. And he went from being angry to being, like, super loving. And his features changed. And he was very happy that I was there. And basically, we talked at... Like we're doing now. You know, sitting around the table. And we talked.
And you sat there and bullshit with him.
Yeah, and bullshit with him. And they told me, we are the mother and the father of this universe. And you are one of our children. And you come from the earth. And that means you have a sacred connection with it because we're part of it, right? And that we used to have, like, the earth has its own language, right? And we used to be able to communicate with the earth. But since we have so much technology now and shit like that, like, we've forgotten how. The frequencies are all fucked up.
Well, so, yeah, totally, man.
So they were like, you need to get back to that. You need to learn how to get back to communicating with the earth. It's very important. And then they were like, you have to go now. We're going to introduce you to somebody new. And then this is where the trip gets really crazy. Like, this is nothing so far. They, like, motioned for somebody to come in. And in came, like, I want to say it's, like, this decrepit, like, witch-looking dude. You know? Whatever. You know, like Lois Griffin. Like, that huge nose on Family Guy. Like, he had, like, that, but it had, like, fucking warts and shit all over it, and it was huge. And I just remember, like, asking him who he was, and he didn't say anything. He just motioned to me to step through this door. And when we stepped through this door, we were in this remote galaxy that had nothing in it except for, like, billions and billions of light years worth of, like, single DNA strands. And I remember it looked super fluidic. Like you could pick it up and drink it like water in your hands, you know?
Hell yeah, man.
And he looked at me and he said, watch this. And he started, like, putting his hands in these motions and, like, waving his arms to the point where, like, he manipulated that fluid and he made a planet. And when he made the planet had two sets of rings on it. And he said, walk with me. And we walked on this rings for what seemed like 100 years. And he was telling me all the secrets to life. And all the secrets of the universe. And we only did like one loop, you know, through the rings. And it took that fucking long. It was kind of crazy. But then he said, we're going to sit now. So we sat down. And we meditated on these rings of this planet for what seemed like 1,000 years, dude. And I just remember, like, my body started to calm down, you know, from the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. And I looked over at him and I said, hey, I have to go now. And he said, I know you do. And he gave me a hug and I floated back down into my body. That's my craziest mushroom trip.
Yeah, it's fucking... Dude, I mean, and... It's not a pissing contest at all.
No.
I mean, you know, because everyone experiences their own things.
Yeah, we all have... That's the craziest part about life. Everybody's, like... You know how they say that we all live in one universe? It's bullshit, because there's over 1 billion different universes.
Yeah. It's subjective realities will always create their own reality. You know?
Yeah.
And everyone will always see what they want to see. So don't take our words for it.
No.
And this sounds unbelievable, but this is real
You might
shit.
Think we're Every, downright crazy right now yeah, for telling these
but
stories.
But there is so much more to what we are being told, mm-hmm. and so much more to even, I mean, just your thoughts.
I didn't realize until like this last year how powerful thoughts are.
Yeah.
They're so strong.
It's a vibration, man. Yeah. There's electricity going through your brain that creates the thought, and that's a physical vibration. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold,
we're here.
Story time.
Manifested. Story time.
Story time, dude. I mean,
and you know, like, the weed, man, the weed really is, because normally I don't tell those kinds of stories to people.
Yeah.
You know, at it's, all. It's easier it's to talk a, It's a really personal it. Thing, you know. But the weed, man, the weed really wants to make you share your experiences with other people, even if they don't believe you. And that's the coolest part, is like, that's fine that you don't believe me. That's so cool, because in your world it can't happen. But in my world it can.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I've come to realize that when I'm telling people, you know, I'll get a little drunk sometimes and people ask me about mushrooms. And I'll tell them some stories, and that's one of a few that I have.
Yeah.
And, you know, people think you're crazy. They do. You know, I mean, when you're talking about meeting entities outside of a fucking planet, it's like, oh, so you met some aliens? Oh, really? You met aliens? But it's so much deeper than that, dude.
Well, and they thought, you know, when the first fucking typewriter was made, people rioted in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking threw it out into the fucking street and stabbed it with pitchforks because the fucking typewriter was made. And lo and behold, look where we're at now, you know?
Lo and behold.
Just take this with a grain of salt. Thanks for listening to our fucking podcast. Thanks for listening to us talk about some random shit.
And it's been a fun one, actually.
It's been real great. You know,
I honestly didn't.
I feel humbled now.
Yeah,
I feel very humbled.
I didn't think we were gonna get through a full hour, but we're coming up on about 57 minutes here. So yeah, that's really cool.
We're having to wrap it up.
Starting to wrap it up. I want to shout out to Tino and Clock.
Bing, bing, bing,
boo, 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 boo. You guys are the shit. I really miss doing this with you guys this weekend.
Yeah, come on, where you guys at?
They had some personal stuff they had to deal with in their personal lives. You know.
Happy Father's Day, Clock.
Oh man, I forgot it's Father's Day.
Yeah, Clock. Happy Father's Day happy to all Father's you, Day. All you dads out there that are living the best life and doing the most for your kids, we really do appreciate you.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. And Clock, on a side note here from me personally, when you're listening to this, I hope you like your birthday gift, because you're getting it in the morning, bud.
Yeah, so, dog. Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be great. So, like, shouts out to Tino and Clock. Shouts out to all the dads, man, who are just making their children the best children they can be. You know, the best people they can be.
And shouts out to the fans, man.
Dude, shouts out Love to all you guys. Shouts out to Meds One for growing that danky dank.
Shout out to Canna Organics. Shouts out to Canna. Because they're probably the best weed in the state. I'm unbiased opinion here.
Shouts out to Buddy Boy Farms once again.
That God, buddy.
Always
coming
like
God
in
lives
with
in me,
fire, son. Man. Woo! You guys, man. Good. You guys are going to come up, man. And I really do believe that. You guys grow some really good weed.
Yeah.
So thank you for all the medicine. Shouts out to Upper Left Glass for this awesome piece that I scooped from him this last weekend. Like I said, we weren't going to do any glass blowers this week, but we'll do 2 weeks upper left. Dude, you're getting really good. And,
yeah, fuck yeah,
and
man.
Just keep it's with it, man.
No joke. That's some fucking sick shit.
We're going to end this with a quote from Tech N9ne. If you do what you do every day, you can get it.
I was going to say, don't nobody want none. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Hey. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Judge.
Being on this podcast with me this week. We will see you in 2 weeks with Tino and Clock, and we will find out what's going on in the rest of the state.
Thanks for listening to the High 502, boys.
Yeah, have a great one, guys. And it's the High 502 guys.
Yeah, boys, whatever.
Guys.
Well, boys.
Guys.